Okay, welcome back, everyone, to about the last 52 or 3 minutes of the show, giving my voice a rest, much-needed rest, after 2 hours of new book. I got a question for my guest before, well, I could just bring him on. We got the Poopmeister, Judd Witham, back on. Judson, you ever heard of a man named Michael C. Rupert?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Yeah, I'm reading
his
book.
He's a fairly wealthy man in the business of media, isn't he?
No.
Michael Rupert?
No, you're thinking of Rupert Murdoch, aren't you?
Okay.
Michael C. Rupert was a LAPD officer in the 70s and pretty much got fired for revealing the CIA's connection with Iran-Contra and drug running into America. That Michael C. Rupert, but I started a new book today, and it's a long book. It's going to take about 6 months to read, but giving my voice a rest here, so said I'd give you an hour. We talked last week and then talked about just a few hours ago. You were going to have another barn burner, you said.
Well, you know, before we start here, I'm kind of going through the talking points that the CIA sent over here to me to make sure I don't forget to cover all the bases for the FBI and the National Security Agency. Well, you know, they send me this large amount of money every month to be an influencer and bullshit the world with whatever the CIA and the Committee of 300, you know, the Committee of 300, they need to get their message out there.
Yes, I know. Watch the P's and the Q's, you know that.
Well, I mean, we have, without any question at all, exposed this giant censorship apparatus of the FBIs and the CIAs.
And the White House. Yeah.
Now that they're exposed and that it goes far deeper than just censorship, they have to figure out who to censor. So they got to engage in mass surveillance to determine who needs to be shut up.
Yeah.
You and I included, by the way, and a lot of our colleagues, our associates and our comrades, if you will. Have been targeted.
Yep. I got a
Go ahead.
I got a quick story for you. About 10 years ago, I watched it was a Canadian TV show. It was called The Rubicon. Right after this Crossing the Rubicon, Michael C. Rupert book. Mm-hmm. But anyways, the main character was a CIA analyst. And what he uncovered through his analysis was a false flag terror attack. And it turns out his immediate boss was one of the cohorts. And at the very end, you know, he said, I've got all the evidence right here. I'm going to tell everybody. And his boss said, go ahead. I don't care. Tell whoever you want, because my friends own the media. You're not going to get a word in edgewise.
This is a unfortunate reality that we face, according to the notes that the CIA sent to me here the other day, the talking points that I'm reading from. They control everybody, one way or the other, either through intimidation and threats, tax audits, gang stalking. Oh, they love to do the middle of the night crap on your house.
Yep, extortion.
I had one of those. I think I probably hold the Guinness Book of World Records, except maybe for the Branch Davidians at Waco. They had been flying my home in Conroe, Texas, well, outside of Conroe. Back in the 90s, they'd been flying my home for months with this odd aircraft. I thought it was a plane that was being used by the oil companies or something to monitor the pipelines. I had a lot of pipelines there in north of Houston. And what it turned out to be was the Britain Defender, the same FLIR aircraft that was used at Waco, the same FLIR aircraft used when Robert Finnegan was shot up in Oregon with that bunch from the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. The same Britain Defender that had been flying my property for months, well, what woke me up from a dead sleep at 2:45 on a Monday morning, back in, I think it was 94. I'll have to go back and look at my records. Sounded like the plane was going to crash into the house. Middle of the night, dark outside. All I could hear was its screaming engines.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I sat straight up in bed waiting for the impact.
Yeah. Say, you mentioned...
And it flew dead over the house.
You mentioned...
You know, they couldn't fly any lower because I had these huge pine trees around the house over 100 feet tall.
Yeah. You mentioned gang stalking a few minutes.
You know, I sat there in bed waiting to hear the plane crash into the trees. And then I could hear a helicopter. And it came in on the same flight line, right dead over the top of the house. And when they got over my house, they bombed me with a bunch of white phosphorus flares.
Uh-huh.
You know, burned the house down.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned gang stalking a few minutes ago. I think the official Wikipedia, which is started by CIA funding, the official definition of gang stalking is threats of intimidation and use of force by government.
You see, at this very moment, as we're broadcasting live, we've got a case that's been through the district court in Shreveport, Louisiana. I got a whole stack of notices and briefs and memorandum from that court sitting here. And case from Judge Doughty and Judge McCluskey's courts went up to the Fifth Circuit, where the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans described the censorship mafia of the United States Incorporated were operating like a mafia. That's what the Fifth Circuit labeled it,
uh-huh.
Mafia.
Yeah.
And now this mafia of censors have decided that they didn't like the determination of the Fifth Circuit. So they're continuing to war against the Constitution, and they've elevated the case to a writ of certiorari to the United States Supreme Court, which in my professional and impeccable opinion, there ought to be a bunch of rope and hangman's noose a major lynching of these, I am the poop meister, these turds. No, I mean, these people are flat out sickening. Now, the barn burner part here is that more and more information is coming out that foreign governments were putting in demands on the FBI and the CIA to censor all kinds of voices that were speaking out against corruption and evil wickedness in foreign countries. They wanted the internet scrubbed of anybody challenging the Israeli Knesset, I guess they're called.
Yep.
The Mossad had instructions out to silence certain opposing voices and dissidents, protesters against the just animalistic barbarity that is practiced against the Philistines, Palestinians, if you want. But back to what's the most interesting part of this whole debacle, because that's what it is. I mean, you've got a suspension of the Constitution of the United States that did not start when Joe Biden took office. It started long, long, long before Joe Biden was elected or selected or installed or however he got in there. The reality of this Stasi, Nazi, GRU, KGB, CCP style intelligent Stasi against the American people has been raging for decades, going back to before PRISM, before Carnivore, before Echelon, before MK Ultra, before COINTELPRO. This menticide propaganda machine of the intelligence community has been pedal to the metal since at least the First World War and even before.
Oh, certainly. You know, the job of the FBI is to cover up the crimes of the cabal, and well, the CIA is to commit those crimes.
Well, we've got this obvious circumstance right now. And I'm just going to give you a few examples because I don't want to waste a lot of the show on what really doesn't matter. But the first thing they do is they drag out one of their big dog, well-paid influencers, Matt Taibbi, formerly of the Rolling Stone. And he has the funding and the time, and he's got the connections where he attended some hearings in Shreveport, and then he attended the oral arguments of at the Fifth Circuit on this censorship conspiracy that has been exposed. There's no conspiracy theory here, folks. This has been exposed in the courts of the United States. And just, you know, by absolute coincidence, there's a couple of cabal regulars that are the lead petitioners in the cause, and it's Kim Hogan and the Poopmeister. You look it up on the Justia docket for the case, and good old Judson Witham's petitioner number one, and Kimberly Hogan's right behind me. And then a couple more people are listed that I'm not familiar with. But then you got Robert Kennedy Jr. at number five.
Uh-huh.
Coming into this case, yeah. And this is the point that I want everybody that can hear my voice to connect the dots with. The first thing Matt Taibbi blathers on about is that the Supreme Court of the United States will decide. In other words, the nine freaks in the black robes, nine, are going to dictate to the world, to the country, you know, what the parameters of this censorship propaganda machine are allowed to do and what they're going to be held responsible for. And nine people. And I've got an extremely ugly message for the Justice Department, the FBI, the NSA, the Cyber Intelligence Security Agency, CIA, Homeland Security, and everybody else that thinks that their little pals in the black robes, the little nine crooked justices of the Supreme Court, are the final say-so on this. The answer is bull. You know what?
Loney.
I don't want to upset any.
Baloney.
Say shit on the cabal. You know, you can't say bullshit on the cabal. Now, we have this bunch of influencers like Taibbi and Robert Kennedy. One of the first things Robert Kennedy asserted when he filed as a petitioner in the case is that the current legal team is more than adequately sufficient to litigate the case, which I strongly disagree with. And then, of course, Taibbi and some others have come in and they've tried to control the public opinion through propaganda or what's known as menticide to get the people of the United States to think that it's only about matters involving COVID. And the messenger RNA, the mRNA experimental warp speed fiasco debacle scandal of Donald the jerkwad Trump. You know, the ineffective, unsafe injections that you know, Trump, oh, he did it at warp speed.
Operation Warp.
He is so proud.
Yeah, Operation Warp Speed.
So proud of his ineffective, don't work, dangerous injections.
That's right. He said he's a bomb.
He did it at warp speed.
Yep.
The guy's a mass murderer. Donald Trump is a mass murderer. Just like Andrew Cuomo in New York when he stuffed all those people that were sick in with the senior citizens, 15,000 grandmas and grandpas.
Uh huh.
This is just in New York.
Just in New York alone.
Died.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York alone, 15,000 grandmas and grandpas, and died in these nursing homes because of what Daszak and Fauci and the CIA and the Department of Defense and DARPA and the National Institutes of Health and the CDC cooked up in their weapons of mass destruction gain of function program.
Right. Yep.
Now, is this a big crime scene? And the answer is it's probably the biggest fiasco in human history. And it's being discussed in the raw on the cabal, because the cabal has the okay, say testicles.
Yeah.
Sorry. The cabal has the balls. Hey, the cabal has the balls. I like that. That's a good ad there. Sorry, everybody. But this is like this giant mass murder crime scene. And then, of course, they stole how many billions and trillions from the world economy in the process of their scamdemic, plandemic?
I think at least 9 or 10 at this point.
Yeah. They've enslaved the whole planet with this garbage. Now you got National Institutes of Health, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the CDC. You got all these unelected bureaucracies that have decided that they're going to take over our free society, including censoring what's said about it.
Yep.
They don't like what you got to say. YouTube sends you, you violated our terms of service, and we're
yep.
pulling your plug.
Yep.
What's Facebook, that? You violated our terms of service. You're going, we suspend your account.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, everybody knows what I'm talking about. The censorship is, it's no secret anymore, folks.
Yep.
These big tech companies were, you know, fraudulently accusing people of violating terms of service.
Yep.
While they were in a corporate government conspiracy violating your freedom of speech.
Absolutely. And he just lost another Facebook. And he just lost another Facebook profile.
I used to put up a YouTube, and in the first day, I'd get 400 or 500 visits.
Yep.
First day.
Not anymore.
Now I'm down. Now I'm down to almost a non-existent trickle.
Yeah. Aren't you on Rumble or BitChute or something?
I changed my platforms, but let me get to the point here. Matt Taibbi and Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy think that they can limit the scope of what happened here by saying, oh, it's about the COVID censorship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to blow my horn here a little bit. You know, I've studied and practiced law in some pretty high places, including the Supreme Court of the United States, including the appellate courts of the United States, including federal district courts, state Supreme Courts, state superior courts. I've been doing this a long freaking time.
Uh-huh.
Drug cases, murder cases, bank fraud. Oh, everybody knows my bank fraud activities and mortgage swindle activity. Everybody knows about all that. But here's where I'm going to. This is the point. Without first demanding that the government and these big tech companies provide all their records and files and books and information on how vast this censorship activity, in fact, is, how fact it, in fact, it's, it, it has been going on for a very long time. There's records and books and files, all kinds of witnesses. Until all of that's produced in discovery, and under subpoena and civil investigative demands, Matt Taibbi can't form a logical opinion. In other words, he just, Matt Taibbi and Russell Brand too. I mean, there's one of your big, you know, he's got the English accent, and he comes on with his chains and his beads, and he's got his tits showing, you know, he's got his shirt open. He thinks he's a sex pot, I guess.
Well, he flashes it
to the girls.
He thinks he's the Pied Piper.
We don't know how vast this propaganda censorship menticide machine is until ample, robust discovery has been completed.
What do you think?
These total jerkwads, they do not know what they're talking about. They're misleading the public on a grand scale.
Yep. They're called useful idiots or shills, one or the other.
I don't know how many of your listeners have studied European history or things like the Third Reich or things like the totalitarian communist regimes of like Pol Pot and this Kim Jong dipshit of North Korea. You know, Donald Trump's buddy, Kim Jong dipshit there in North Korea. Donald Trump loves him. And then, of course, Donald Trump loves Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin's one of Trump's pals. And, you know, the list just goes on and on and on.
But, hey, come on. Q's going to save us. Trump and John F. Kennedy Jr. is going to save us.
Q
Charts.
Q was the engineer scientist that is from the Bond movies.
Yeah, I know it.
And this anonymous garbage with this stupid jerk in the hat and the mask, Guy Fawkes mask, you know. You know, I suppose I could put on a Guy Fawkes mask and, you know, alter my voice with a computer software program, and
Guy,
I could sound all spooky and eerie, and I could warn the world about the way peanut butter is,
you know,
drying
Guy
up
Fawkes?
Your ability to reproduce, and it's causing miscarriages. And
yep.
You know, I could make up any a million different stories with a Guy Fawkes mask on. But is any of it verifiable? And the answer is, well, of course not. It's just some stupid bunch of kids that live in their parents' basements with those stupid Guy Fawkes masks on. But back to the point. I don't want to get drug off the point here. Right now, today, this minute, for real, in real time, this isn't theory or conspiracy. This giant propaganda censoring machine been exposed. In kind of large part by Kim Hogan. She's a man, that girl is like, holy, don't get her angry. Don't do that. That's a big mistake. She's a warrior princess, old Kim Hogan is. Yeah, man, I'll tell you. And she's got the snizzle to back up the snivel or whatever the heck they call that. You know, she's heavily martial arts trained.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, she works out and she's got a fantastic mind. She's not right about everything, but darn near, that's a smart girl. So she's one of the cabal regulars. She listens to you all the time. She's come on a couple times, I know.
Uh-huh.
And then there's quite a few other people that, you know, they understand the process in a complex litigation. You know, like a pharmacological conspiracy to drive the price of these mRNA vaxes through the ceiling. You know the money they've made from this scamdemic, plandemic?
Yes, I do.
It's all the same lawyers. It's all the same bankster gangsters that robbed the system with the mortgages and the real estate swindles. Same bunch of slop. Same regulators. Same Federal Reserve. Donald Trump and his pals at Deutsche Bank. You know the money that Donald Trump and his family stuffed in their pockets off of Warp Speed?
Yes, I do.
Stuffed in their pockets off of the massive bundling of failed mortgages and bought up thousands of rental houses with BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard. It's the same lawyers. It's the same scum. Oh, God, the FBI. You talk about a bunch of freaking just corrupt animals. And they make a bust here and they make a bust there and they make sure they make a big deal out of it and, you know, broadcast it on the internet so everybody can be marveled at the crimes that they solve. And the answer is not really. It's just they showboat it. They're showboating to make everybody believe that they've got legitimacy. And they don't. Everybody knows about this. What do they call that? Russian dossier garbage? Right?
Okay. Where Russian collusion?
They've totally mesmerized most of the American people for several years now with this whole "the election was stolen" crap.
Russian collusion.
The news feeds are flooded with Trump this, Trump that, Trump the other thing, Trump, 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 Trump. Now it's Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, you know, the Biden crime family, and it's just back and forth and back and forth, and they flood the news feed with this garbage and this giant censorship conspiracy.
Well, they have to. They have to, Judd. They have to keep.
They're burying the story.
They have to keep the fight alive.
You remember the O.J. Simpson murder trial?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and was it Professor, I can't remember his name, that testified about all the blood spatter, and he was the big forensics expert that described every last, something Lee, I think his last name was Lee. Been a while since
Professor?
I watched that entire trial. Yeah, I watched the whole trial and watched the experts.
I didn't
slug it out.
I didn't watch any of it.
I watched the entire trial to see the techniques of
it was
the
a joke.
Team of lawyers, yada yada yada. Here's my point. Until complete discovery and the opening of the books, I've hit them with not only discovery demands in the federal court, but I also hit them with a Freedom of Information Act demand to open their books under the Freedom of Information laws. Until we find out how vast this censorship machine and the propaganda machine and all the other little machines they've been operating against the American people really are, we won't have the whole story.
Nope.
And folks, it's complex. This is a great, big, huge international crime scene, because when two or more people go about conspiring to deprive people of their constitutional rights, those are criminal. That's criminal activity. That goes past the civil. That's way past civil.
Yep.
Have you heard Robert Kennedy, you know, mention that?
No, I mean.
Have you heard Russell Brand? Has Russell Brand mentioned that?
No, it goes beyond treasonous, too.
Has Matt Taibbi mentioned that when the government, with thousands of, I don't know how many employees are involved, and they get together and they make this plan to silence the opposing voices, to silence the dissidents,
yep,
to silence the whistleblowers? What else have they silenced? What else have they engaged in this mass surveillance out of Bluffdale, the Bluffdale Center there by the Salt Lake City Airport, right next door to Fort Williams?
Uh-huh.
Here's a news flash for Cabal. You'll love this. This is an exclusive, Mr. Roberts, here on the Cabal. What's Annie's company's Wide Awake Meet? What's her company again?
Shaking
I'm having
Awake.
Brain free.
Shake and Wake.
Shake and Wake Radio. I'm sorry. It was right there. Steve had to. Here's a news flash for everybody. I was preparing legal briefs in the Reuben Clark Law Library at Brigham Young University in 2008. And a musician, singer-songwriter friend of mine came up to where I was working and started telling me he had to show me something. And I was busy that day. I was behind, and I had stacks of papers all over my work table. And I said, I can't do it. I just can't. I'm up to my elbows in alligators today. I can't do it.
Uh-huh.
So he kept pestering me for about 30 minutes. Come on, man, you got to see this. You've got to see this. So I relented. I finally, you know, I capitulated. I said, okay. And I wrapped up all my stuff, stuffed all my papers into my attaché, and grabbed my laptop. And we exit the library, and we go down the hallway and around the corner and down into another corridor, and then we go into a set of double swinging doors into a stairwell. We go down 8 flights of stairs. So this is 4 stories underground beneath Brigham Young's music, it's between the main library and the thing they call the music performance hall.
I don't know.
It's the training center for all the technicians to run the new Bluffdale Spy Center, that 8 million square foot Cray supercomputer that's spying on everybody in the world.
Uh-huh.
So he swipes the security badge, and we go into one big computer laboratory area, and then he swipes it at the back of that lab, and we go into another big lab, and there's all these students sitting in front of work consoles and multiple screens, and, you know, and then we go into this third one. I don't know if there was any more. He stopped at the third one, and he interacted with one of the administrators of this cybersecurity program that they're operating at Brigham Young University. And then we come out of there, and we get back in the stairwell and start heading up. And I'm sure they've got us on security cameras. You know, that's a no-brainer there. So I look at him, and I said, what is all that? And he said, they're spying on everybody. This is in 2008.
Yep. Long before.
What do you mean? He looks at me. His face is white as a sheet.
Long
if
before Snowden.
Seen his face, you know, they're spying on everybody in the world.
That was before Snowden.
Yes. 2 years before Snowden.
Yep.
2 years before Snowden. And Snowden's controlled opposition. Snowden's not even authentic. They couldn't control it anymore. I know people in Britain that have been following the escapades of Echelon and Carnivore since the 1970s.
Yeah.
And they're not just spying on foreign, you know, enemy combatant type terrorists. No, they're spying on domestic populations. And they've been doing it a long time. Not only is there this mass spying, but then they determine, you know, who needs to be screwed with, who needs to be stalked, who needs to be trolled, who needs to be tax audited, who needs to be, you know, harassed by the police, and, you know, thrown in jail, and hell, they shoot people for not wearing seatbelts now. And then, of course, you know, people are all freaked out about the track and trace on your phones that can tell you you've been near somebody that's a COVID patient.
Uh-huh.
How do you think that works? Well, they've invaded your phone.
No, well, it works with the circuitry that they put in people's arms.
The graphene?
Yeah.
I bet you it does.
Yep.
The nanoparticles of graphene that with the 5G towers,
they can
instruct this graphene that's in your blood, and these spike proteins that are in your brain, they can program them to self-assemble inside the body.
That they can.
And you literally are the tracker.
Yes.
You're the beacon. Yeah.
Plus, you're going
to
get
everybody. How many people have listened to this little pervert? That's okay. I could say pervert on the cabal, right?
Yeah.
This little pervert, little fudge packer buddy of Klaus Schwab, Harari, that Harari guy. You know, that little homosexual freak, Harari.
Right.
Well, he talks about useless human beings and how
yes.
we can hack.
Well, he
left. Beings, and then Bill Gates
come on, though,
was talking about, you know, modified DNA being shot right into the veins and injected into children.
But
Bill
Judd,
Gates, you know, the Microsoft Judd, guy, yeah.
Judd, it's all, I mean, they laugh about it when they say that, though, so it's all good.
What I'm going to say next is the way it is. You know what Cuomo did in those nursing homes in New York? He's a monster.
Uh-huh.
He's an Italian Jew with his little brother Frito. You know. Andy and Mark. What's his brother's name? Guido Cuomo. What's his name?
I don't know. Fredo's the.
How many people is it okay for a governor to murder before people, you know, get out a rope and lynch the son of a bitch?
Well, it's not a crime if the government does it, though, Judd. You just don't realize that.
Well, tonight in America, across the world, the listeners of the cabal need to understand that until the government's forced to open its records and books, and they're not cooperating, no, hell no, they are not cooperating. And this idea that Matt Taibbi's espousing, the Supreme Court will decide, the Supreme Nine black-robed demons will tell you what you're going to get. Matt Taibbi, take a hike. Get off my planet, Taibbi. How many murder trials or, you know, insurance price-fixing conspiracies? Or, I don't know, let's get really wild here and talk about controlling the price of cardboard boxes and paper. You know, during World War I and World War II, there was congressionally imposed price fixing. And there was this company from my hometown. I found the case fascinating. They were called the Glens Falls Paper Company. And then there was another company called the Lake George Paper Company. And then there was another company called the Ticonderoga Paper Company. And then there was a few others like Delano, like Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The Delano Paper Company, and in order to more effectively fleece the United States and the military during World War I and World War II, they combined their corporate entities into what's known as International Paper Company. Now, this is before there was anything like a magnetic reel-to-reel tape drive or a cassette tape, or a computer chip or a silicon wafer chip or any kind of hard drive. Everything was done on paper, including shipping huge amounts of war materials with fiber barrels and fiber crates and every other thing made from wood fiber. An international paper company was caught conspiring to fix the price of retail gasoline at the pump, paper. Wait a minute, pull the phone here. Do they conspire to drive the price of gasoline? Isn't that what OPEC does?
Yeah.
I got OPEC and International Paper mixed up there.
Yeah, they do.
I know that was a mind twister, but I'm just trying to make a point here. Until you read the conspiracy price fixing case of International Paper, Matt Taibbi is just totally, completely, absolutely full of crap. Same with Russell Brand, full of crap. Same with Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy, full of crap.
Francis.
Trump, full of crap. Oh, they're all, I mean, the Clintons, the Bushes. The conspiracy behind suspending the freedom of speech of the American people, it's real.
Yes, it is.
And until it's fully probed and fully investigated and all the discovery is produced, the books, the records, the files, the depositions of witnesses, until all of this discovery is completed, I want the American people and the people around the world that are listening to Mr. Stephen Roberts' cabal and Annie's Shake and Wake Radio, I want you to understand something. You're being lied to.
Hey, Judd.
You're being manipulated.
Hey,
the
Judd.
Propaganda is as heavy and thick as it's ever been.
Judd.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Have you ever heard Robert F. Kennedy Jr. say anything about COVID being a load of crap?
Robert Kennedy has espoused many perspectives. I know that here recently in Florida, for instance, the state of Florida has outlawed the vaccine injection. No, I take that back. The experimental clot shots, they've outlawed them.
Uh-huh.
They've called them a bioweapon. There's people all around the world, lots of physicians, I mean, lots of doctors and nurses have made the conclusion that they're weapons of mass destruction, and they're a bioweapon.
Yep.
Now, you've got this guy, the Poopmeister.
Uh-huh.
And I've exposed to the world how sewage has been used for centuries as a biological warfare agent.
Yep.
And all this sewage that I'm the Poopmeister. I've become famous from this discussion. The excrement, the urine is full of all these viruses and bacteria. And they're spreading it. They spread it all over the world, man.
Yep.
Government's doing it. Yeah. The government's doing it.
What I was going to get to was I talked to a young man a couple of years back. I was on his podcast, actually. And he had his father is one of these well-known doctors that are, you know, debunking all this COVID crap. And he said outright that he believed in Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s opinion that this COVID was a load of crap, but he just can't say it politically or, you know, publicly.
What in fact was done to bioengineer the COVID-19 is they took what naturally occurs in the environment called coronavirus,
uh-huh,
which some people, you know, ascribe to the common cold.
Uh-huh. It is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the common cold can be extremely serious to people with respiratory problems. I've seen common cold result in people having these unbelievably large green slime, mucus secretions.
Uh-huh.
And the common cold can be, coronavirus is nothing to play around with. People try to make it sound like a mosquito bite. But wait a second,
well,
it depends on what the mosquito's infected with.
You know, the common cold has never been, it's always been survivable unless you have underlying conditions.
Yeah, like adding to it a spike protein.
Yeah, or
the gain of function,
or,
the gain of function,
or,
you know,
or
hocus pocus, where they take the corona and they turn it into a warfare agent called Corona 19,
or cancer, or diabetes, or lung
Correct.
Disease, or
absolutely, you're, you know, I can't agree with you more.
Underlying conditions.
These spike proteins are. You've played around with a piece of Velcro. You
uh-huh.
got you got two different kind of materials and you stick them together and they're almost impossible to pull apart, right?
Yep.
Velcro strips. Everybody's played with them. Well, this coronavirus, the spikes on the protein are sort of like those spikes on the Velcro tapes or Velcro patches. They stick. They stick in your lungs. They stick in your blood vessels. They stick in your kidneys.
That they do.
They stick in your liver.
That
and whatever they,
they
decide to, you know, attach to the spike protein, whether it be an exotic cancer or, you know, any other range of well-known diseases, they can make it more infectable.
Yep.
Infectability is one of the words that's used in that science. Am I an expert? And the answer is a little bit. I spend an awful lot of time around the Houston Medical Center. Transplant surgeries, all kind of MD Anderson Cancer Research Center. The founder of MD Anderson Cancer Research, Dr. Anderson, he's a friend of mine. He's not alive anymore, but he was a friend of mine back in the day.
Uh-huh.
He was like this old grandfather kind of guy. He wore tweed suits. Nicest man you'd ever want to meet in your life. Dr. MD Anderson. Yeah, and I hung around with DeBakey. I hung around with H.O. Frazier from the Texas Heart Institute, Christian Barnard. You ever remember the guy, Michael Templeton, that had the first external heart assist pump, the LVAD?
Well, you've told me about him, though, yes.
I used to be, you know, before he died, I was real good friends with Mike Templeton. I hung around. I did a lot of work at the Texas Medical Center. My mother was a physician's assistant, nurse practitioner. She's, you know, served during the World War II and the medical corps. And long story short, what they've done with some of the more common pestilence, bacteriological and viral infections known to mankind, is they've run them through these biolaboratories to make them more infectable.
Well, they've weaponized
and even,
them.
You know, to the point where you get what they give you, and you're not going to get rid of it.
Yep,
they weaponize from it.
They weaponize them, in effect.
Correct. Thank you, Steve. That's a perfect word. And right now, tonight, in reality, they are censoring. They're spying on everybody. They've got these massive databases of domestic terrorists. Now, especially those religious types that go to, you know, parent-teacher meetings at school and resist and speak out and argue about all these injections that the kids are supposed to have. That's what's causing the problems at the schools, is all this perverted, super-duper, ultra-left-wing, totalitarian, communist garbage you're playing out on America's children.
Yep.
The parents aren't putting up with it.
No, they're not.
So they're putting them on terrorist watch lists, like you, Steve. Steve Roberts, you're on a terrorist watch list, pal.
That's right.
And so isn't Annie. And the Poopmeister, oh, I'm on everybody's list. They hate my, oh, God, they hate my guts. And tonight, throughout the world, until full discovery and complete production of the books and records and files are complete, the world doesn't realize how deep this. It's a Nazi Stasi being operated out of Washington, D.C. and state capitals all over the country. The state police are involved. The sheriff's offices are involved. The courts are involved. The FBI fusion centers, the Department of Defense, the U.S. attorney's offices. Where are the records, folks? What are we hiding? Why are we hiding this, Judge Doughty, Judge McCloskey? Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, U.S. Supreme Court, where are the records? Where are the files? You see, I mean, I'm telling you, if major law firms don't do discovery in cases, they're completely incompetent and they don't know what they're doing.
Yep.
Where are the records? Come on, Biden. Come on there, Chlamydia Harris. Come on, what's his name there? Garfinkel there. The Attorney General, Merrick Garfinkel, or Garland. I'm sorry, Garland family changed their name from Garfinkel because they didn't want everybody to know they're Jewish. What are they embarrassed of? Come on, why'd you change your name, Merrick Garland, Garfinkel, whatever your real name is? Same with Barack Obama. You know, Soento, what's that guy's real name? Where'd he really come from?
Barry Satoru.
And what exactly is in Michael's underpants? I mean, is it a vagina or is it male, you know, parts?
Michael.
No, I mean, what's the big secret?
Michael Robinson.
Have you ever seen Michelle Obama in a swimsuit?
Good Lord,
I mean,
no.
Everybody goes to the beach.
Good Lord, no, I haven't.
You know, how would it be possible to hide that in a bikini or even just a regular swimsuit? How could you hide it?
Yeah, I do think it's quite comical that I don't remember her name. She was a comedian back in the 60s and 70s, and she said, everybody knows that Michelle Obama's a tranny, and then 4 months later, she was unexpectedly died.
Well, let me tell you something about that. And I'm having trouble remembering her name, too, which I'm ashamed of.
I know it. That's terrible.
She was a fabulous comic.
She was. But, she was.
Oh, yeah, and a very famous lady, obviously.
Joan Rivers.
But, yeah, Joan Rivers, correct. there's been sightings of her without all her, you know, Hollywood makeup.
Uh-huh.
That woman's not dead.
Of course she's not.
Hiding.
Of course she's not.
No. They took her off the big screen.
Yeah.
They canceled her. Now, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, Steve, but I got just so many talking points sent over from NSA today. You know, the CIA told me what I'm allowed to talk about on the show.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be mean, you know, but I don't need that reserve note. What do they call central bank digital currency social? What do they call that there? Social score?
Credit score. Social credit score. Chinese stuff.
I don't need my social credit score to be worse than any more than it already is. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Well, say,
ladies,
Judd,
and gentlemen, this censorship matter is huge.
But yeah, we only
Pandora's box wide open. Because what it does, it connects to a bunch of other stuff they've been doing, and it creates this discovery vehicle under the racketeer-influenced corrupt organizations laws to go wherever the information takes you.
Yep. Well, we got just 2 minutes.
Massive undertaking.
Judd.
I mean, yeah.
We have just 2 minutes left here.
Okay, well, Cabal, it's up to you, folks. The ball's in your court. Every one of the listeners on today's show, it's time to put the metal to the pedal and force the government to open up all their books. And Matt Taibbi, shut up. Donald Trump, get out of my country, Trump. Joe Biden, I hope they lock you up with Hunter forever with the Clintons.
Yeah.
This country has got to stop it. This country is being destroyed internally by all these crazy goof bags that sell themselves out for large amounts of money to, like, Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, J.P. Morgan Chase, Epstein and Company, Citibank, Wells Fargo, all the great big huge financial law firms and bankster-gangster slobs. They own all these perverts. It's not just Klaus Schwab they own.
That's right.
So the cabal, my brethren, my fellow countrymen and women, put it in gear. It's time to go after the government. It is time to go after the FBI and Justice Department. Where are all the records? Where are the files? Where is the information? And Judge Doughty and Judge McCluskey and Shreveport, the Fifth Circuit, the U.S. Supreme Court, y'all on notice. You are all on notice. Steve, Annie, God bless the cabal.
All right. Thanks, Judd, for coming on.
Good night, Steve.
Good night. Okay, everyone. Whoops. I thought I hung up there, but I guess I did. It took about 2 seconds to hang up. So, okay, everyone, thanks for coming out today, and see everyone tomorrow for me and Roger.